I had no visions of ever winning anything by any means. I just thought, wow, what an honor that somebody would nominate me.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into what makes them so successful and to talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. Aaron Woodard is this year's winner of the Outstanding Customer Service Representative of the Year Award. This award is a huge honor. Hundreds of insurance customer service representatives from across the United States compete for it every year. It recognizes the recipient's dedication, ability, commitment, and outstanding achievement in customer service. In this week's podcast, we have the privilege to talk with Aaron, this year's winner, to get her insight into the field of customer service and get her reaction to being chosen for this award. So Aaron, first of all, tell us about your background and how you got into insurance as a CSR.
So I grew up in Houston, Texas. I was born right next to the Astrodome, which I think has fueled my being a fan of the Astros. But I grew up in Houston, went to elementary all the way through high school, and then I came to Austin in 1995 to attend University of Texas. And I graduated in May of 2000. And at that time, my degree is in child development and family relationships. And I had done a semester of student teaching, and I decided that I just wasn't ready at the time. I didn't have what it took, I thought, at the time to be a teacher. It requires a lot of work, a lot of patience. And although I had those attributes, I just felt like it wasn't my calling at the time. So I had a neighbor in my apartment at the time, and she introduced me to a woman in a networking group. And she worked for a direct writer insurance company. And so I went to the networking group, and one thing led to another. And I said, sure, why not? And I was a producer. So I did producing for a direct writer, Century Insurance, for 3.5 years. And I was definitely outside of my comfort zone because I'm usually a pretty shy and reserved person. So I wasn't sure how successful I would be at it. I don't like to impede on people's time. I don't like to impose on people, and cold calling is basically what you're doing all the time. So, but I did really well. I did well. And hopefully it's a testament to this award, because of the relationships I made, I would warm up to people and build relationships. And then the customers I had good relationships with. So, I decided about 3.5 years into it, I was just tired of the cold calling piece of it. I knew that my strong suit was really maintaining the relationships and doing maybe the service work, for lack of a better word. And so a recruiter contacted me about this job, William Gammon Insurance, and the rest is history.
So in your opinion, what is the significance of titles in customer service?
I don't believe a title defines you. Our customers don't know. They don't really understand the varying titles, what that means. And I didn't like to tell a client, well, that's not my job. Let me send you to, ABC person, because that's what she does or that's what he does. I never liked that. I still don't like that. And so there's obviously situations that I have to transfer clients. If it's a claim call, I don't know enough about claims to be able to handle that. But I really feel like I don't think it defines you. A customer, when I started here, I was an account manager, customer service representative. When I first went to a National Alliance class, account manager, I think probably to this day, as far as I know, is account manager is not an option to choose. And so I think I chose by default, I chose CSR. And so that's how I became comfortable with that title. But it really is what a customer service representative is what we do. An account manager is what we do. I manage accounts. I'm not a manager, but I manage accounts throughout the year. Marketing executive, what we use now. Servicing executive. They all really, honestly, we're here to serve our clients. We're here to work with our carriers. So the titles don't really, they don't define where I begin my job or where am I in my job or what my duties are.
So if a title doesn't define you, then what does define you?
My ability, my commitment, my attitude. I think it's a direct impact of the effort I put into it and how much I care. I want to do a good job because I want to do a good job. I'm not going to be happy with myself. I'm not happy with myself if I don't put my best foot forward.
What about education? How does education play a role?
Well, I am a huge proponent of the National Alliance because when I was new in insurance, I got my license. This is dating back to the century days. And surely I went to continue education, but I don't remember where I went. And so in the beginning, when I started working at Gammon, we took a lot of classes through IIAT. They were great courses for somebody, for me at least, starting out, you know, being newer in my career, teaching me the basics, which are very important. And so I went to most of those classes that was how I did my continuing education. And I don't remember when it came up, to start a program through the National Alliance, but actually I remember my first program was in 2007. I remember I was pregnant. And, I took a commercial property course for CIC. And I had no idea what to expect. The classes with independent agents, were not easy by any means, but, I don't remember them being, you know, as thought-provoking. And so when I first came to a National Alliance course, I was a little scared because I was going to take the test and I was like, wow, this is hardcore. This is no joke. Because I feel like you, and of course you have, I had a base knowledge, but the National Alliance courses really helped me expand upon that. And, I have all my books. When people go to classes, they take my books because I, you know, have the notes from the exams, but I still hold on to those books because you don't know how many times I refer to those when I need to know something or just look at a form and I can easily access it in one of my books. But I really enjoy the National Alliance courses because while they teach you the fundamentals, they also, the instructors will often bring up practical examples. And again, I told you I like to learn by example. And so they have just been great.
So what did you think when your coworker, Sherian, nominated you for the Outstanding CSR Award?
It's funny. I don't remember why I was having a bad morning that morning. And she sent me this email. And we only sit a couple cubicles away from each other. But she sent me an email with, you know, I've nominated you for this award. And it couldn't have come. You know how some things work sometimes. They just come at the right times. And I was having a bad day that day. Just a rough morning, not a bad day, just a rough morning. And, you know, she sent that to me and I said, you have no idea how I said, even nominated. At that point, I had no visions of ever winning anything by any means. I just thought, wow, what an honor that somebody would nominate me. And it was particularly great to me on that particular day, just because I was kind of feeling a little sad or maybe just kind of, you know, worn out. Maybe I don't know the word I would use, but it was, I remember just that when I got that email, I said, you have no idea. I think I had tears in my eyes too. When I wrote her back the email, I said, you have no idea how much this means to me. You know, I believe, things happen for a reason when they happen. And it was definitely a sign from above. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this. Like, I was a little nervous because the time schedule, it was due on May 1st. And, she sent it to me like on April 21st or something like that. And so I was a little nervous because my desk is pretty busy. And I thought, oh my gosh, when am I going to write an essay? And, you know, you have to get letters of recommendation. And so I was nervous about that. But I thought, no way that I can't do this. I have to do this. I'd never been nominated for anything like this before. And I, again, at that time, I thought, I'm gonna do it. She took the time to nominate me. You know, I believe in myself. And I wrote the essay, and it took me a while to write the essay. And it's only like a page long essay. But I remember writing the essay. I was trying to be very formal and, you know, put everything where it's supposed to be and trying to use big words or whatever, you know, make myself sound better. But I'm like, you know, the reality is, Aaron, you just need to talk or write like you would talk. And so my essay, honestly, I haven't showed it to many people yet because I never thought I would win ever. And so I thought, okay, it's okay that this essay is probably not professionally written. I mean, it's professionally. I mean, I have periods where they're supposed to be, but, you know, I definitely wouldn't have turned it in probably for a writing assignment. But the truth of the matter is, I wrote the essay how I feel. I wrote it from the heart. And I think anybody that knows me can read that essay and say, no, that's Erin. You know, she's not trying to build herself up, make herself up something that she's not. That essay really is me. And I guess I'm glad that my essay hopefully showed through to the judges that the type of person I am, because I wear my feelings on my sleeves. I mean, I don't hide emotions very well. So I did the essay and I got letters of recommendation, and then I turned it all in, and I don't remember what day it was. I got a letter on my desk, and I thought, and I saw the National Alliance in the corner, and I thought, oh, this is my thanks for playing game or letter. You know, thanks for trying, but you know, you're not, and you didn't win. And so that was my letter informing me that I had won Texas. And I remember just sitting there reading it, and I had to like read it a couple times, and I went up to the receptionist and asked her, I said, Jackie, can you read this? Like, is that really what it says? And so she came over and she says, yeah, I think it does. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I think I just won Texas. And I was happily shocked. I was overwhelmed, actually. I was in shock, maybe is a better word. And so I rode that high for a while. And then, so now that I had won Texas, I thought, wow, I don't know, Erin, do you think there's any way that you can win the nation? I didn't know, but, and then I got the, I was hopeful, right? But I was just going to put it in God's hands and, you know, whatever happened, happened. And then I got the call that I was in the top five, and I thought, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. And it was just such an honor to me that actually y'all had chosen me even to be in the top five. And I just thought, wow. Okay. And again, a confidence booster. But at that time I was like, all right, if I'm in the top five, I want to win now. And so, I was after Danielle. I mean, I tried to like stop talking because she told me, okay, we're going to know the results by, you know, the end of next week. And the end of next week came, and I was just on pins and needles waiting to find out. And I was like, I can't email Danielle. I can't, because I don't want to jinx anything. Being a baseball fan, I thought I might jinx it if I called her or emailed her. And so I didn't. And then she emailed us that Friday afternoon and said that, Mr. Hold was traveling and that, it would be next week. So it's like this anticipation I had. And then, again, the day that I won, or the day that I found out I won, I'd had a rough morning that morning as well. And, it's not always a trend, I promise. It's just, but I think actually, like I told you before, things happen when they happen for a reason. And I got the call. The receptionist was either on vacation. I think she was on vacation, or maybe she was at lunch. And so I heard the gentleman up front that was answering the phone say, there's a Bill Hold for you on the phone. And I was like, oh my God, you know? And so I talked to him, and of course I just started to cry. And I don't really think I think he got off the phone with me because he's like, okay, I'm gonna let you compose yourself. And I'm still kind of somewhat in shock. I'm so happy. I am proud. I have a hard time being proud for myself. I don't know why. I guess, I don't know. I don't know why. But, so I'm just still kind of, I'm in shock to this day. But I'm so proud to represent the National Alliance, and so proud to represent William Gammon and Higginbotham.
So Erin, what excites you about working in insurance?
What excites me? Honestly, relationships. Yes, I work in insurance. If you need a work comp policy, you call us. We'll write your work comp policy, okay? That's not going to be much different than Agent B down the road. I enjoy when I can call my customer about a renewal and we talk about my daughter, or we talk about UT or the Astros, or I have bonds with different people for different reasons. And that's what makes my work enjoyable, is because of I can have a little bit of fun. I can play some practical jokes. I like to do that. I don't do that to the carriers necessarily, but people within the office, I love, you can ask a couple people in the office. I love to do stuff like that because you got to have a little bit of fun. Yes, this is our job. And yes, we all want to do a good job at our, you know, in our position, but we can also have some fun. And to me, the relationships that I have, make it exciting. Because that's always changing. That's always evolving. As well as insurance is, you know, learning new things every day. But it's a journey that you're taking is exciting. You can see a small company become a large company. You see some companies go out of business, or you see some people retire. It's a journey, and it's fun to walk down.
Erin, thank you so much for joining us. You can read Erin's essay, as well as the essays of the other four finalists, right here on the Knowledge Alliance. You can find more information on the Outstanding CSR of the Year Award and the Certified Insurance Service Representative designation on thenationalalliance.com. Make sure to join us on LinkedIn and let us know your thoughts on today's podcast. What does it mean to you to be a customer service representative? This is Speaking Insurance.